Divine Song there, and the Cross of Christ, yeah, where the heart is. Now, in 1215 AD, one of the most significant peace treaties was signed. It secured freedoms and rights for all humanity, such as the freedom of religion, the right to private property, no imprisonment without trial, no taxation without representation, and the king is subject to the law. Now, over the last few weeks, as part of our Magna Carta and Christian Freedom series, we have examined the freedoms and rights that Magna Carta has given humanity. Those rights and freedoms are primarily freedom of speech and freedom of religion and belief. In the media, over the last few years, there have been many cases where Christians with biblical views and values have come in conflict with secular views and values. Now, Christian Concerns Christian Legal Center is an organization that has defended many cases where Christians have found themselves in trouble with the law for holding Christian biblical views. Now, last week we spoke to Libby Powell from Christian Concern about some of the legal cases they have dealt with recently. So what does the future hold regarding Christian freedoms? Now for the second part of that interview with Libby.
Now, we saw all these cases that we spoke about earlier that you've all these people that you've represented. The certain court rulings that have been made. I mean, where do you sort of see it in the next 10 to 20 years in this country for Christians, regarding Christian freedoms?
Mm. Well, at the moment, unfortunately, it seems bleak. We've seen judgment after judgment after judgment from courts saying that Christianity should be privatised. Where there's a clash between Christianity and other rights, for example, about lifestyles, Christianity comes second. Christians have been sued for having a bed and breakfast and operating a policy about offering rooms to married people. Christians have lost their jobs. Christians have been found guilty of preaching offensive things from God's word. It doesn't look good. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 10 to 20 years, but I do know that God's in control and that this hasn't taken him by surprise, and that this continues to be our opportunity to speak truth, to speak the alternative to about issues that matter, to privatising faith. The alternative is that we speak truth, and God has equipped us all to do that in every place that he's put us. So even though things may get worse, there's still a huge opportunity for us to be not ashamed of the Christian faith that has been part of this country's heritage for hundreds of years. And we would really encourage people who have listen today and who would like to find out more to have a look at our website, which is christianconcern.com. And if there's anything in you which thinks I need to get involved, be part of this, even just to pray, we would really appreciate your support. This is not an organisation which does things on its own. We rely on our thousands of supporters to play their part, relying of course on God, and God is in complete control of this. If he decides that our work is done, then our work is done. At the moment, we're as busy as ever, and there's much more to be done. With God's help, we would love to have more people behind us and supporting what we do for the good of society, and so that Jesus Christ will be seen for who he is, who is Lord over all parts of our society.
And that was Libby Powell from the Christian Legal Center speaking to me there. And we'll hear more from Libby later on in the show. Well, it's just gone 8:46 now here on Where the Heart Is. And my name's Grant. I'll be with you until 9 o'clock this morning. Now, earlier in the show, we spoke to Libby Powell about Christian freedoms. Now, here is Libby again with some more information and more about Christian Concern.
Libby, tell us about the need for Christian Concern.
Well, Christian Concern is needed at this time because the church really hasn't spoken up on the issues that we deal with. Unfortunately, the church has been silent where it matters most, on issues of family and God's word, on issues of life and God's word, on issues of death and God's word, on issues of freedom and God's word. Historically, talking about hundreds of years ago, the church would have been the go-to people for the alternative opinion on how society should treat the unborn, how society should treat religious freedom as a concept, etc. However, in the last few decades, the church seems to have retreated and has their services. People go to church and they worship in private, as it were, but the church hasn't really had a voice in the public square. and say Christian concern is not the answer to that, because part of our job involves empowering churches to find their voice again. But we do feel that we, at the moment, are trying to fill the gap where the church has retreated and the space is open. And of course, no space is neutral. Unless there's a Christian voice speaking what God says, then the space will be filled, as we see it already is in some aspects. The space needs to be filled by a Christian voice, and that's what we seek to do. But we, of course, would love the church to come back and to speak truth and to speak lovingly into society and to be a valuable voice in the course of public debate.
Now, Libby, Christian Concern, looking at your website, you've got lots of different campaigns that you're involved in. And you, so tell us about some of those campaigns.
Sure, yes, we are involved in many campaigns. Just to mention a few, we launched Safe Haven a couple of months ago, and this is specifically providing protection for Muslim background believers. And we are seeking to provide safe havens, safe places where Muslim background believers who have converted to Christianity can stay and be safe. And we've had a number of responses from Christians willing to open their homes. So we press on with that and look to be able to offer those places. For the last few years, we've been running the Not Ashamed campaign, which is an ongoing campaign, which is basically what it says it is on the tin. Not ashamed. Not ashamed of the gospel. So we have literature, and we have badges and bracelets, wristbands that people can wear to show that they're not ashamed of Jesus Christ. And this has been a conversation starter for many people. I've had people ask me, why am I wearing a little cross on my coat? And I've been able to, hopefully in a good way, explain why that is, why I do wear that. It is a conversation starter. And it also just reminds Christians that Jesus Christ is someone who we should be proud of. He's rescued us from our sin. He set us free. We should be able to go out there and tell people the good news without being ashamed. I think today we face great danger of privatising our faith and keeping our faith to a Sunday morning service or to Sunday school or to youth group or to the occasional prayer meeting, and finding it hard perhaps to express our faith where appropriate in our everyday lives, the way that we go to work in the morning, the way that we conduct ourselves in school or when we're going shopping, all of these things. Jesus Christ is Lord over all things, and that's what we want to proclaim at Christian Concern. So the Not Ashamed campaign hopefully reminds Christians that we are not ashamed of what God's done for us, and we want to proclaim that in every area of our lives. For Christian Concern, that looks like affecting politics and media, and for Christian Legal Centre, it looks like working through the courts, working through the judicial systems, etc. But it's not a campaign which is only for Christian organisations. This is something that every Christian should be able to be part of.
Tell us about the Wilberforce Academy.
Sure, the Wilberforce Academy was set up over 5 years ago now, and we set it up to give students and young people who have a passion to speak of Jesus in public life and to make an impact in public life, to come away and to have a week's worth of great biblical teaching focusing on the situation that we find ourselves in the UK at the moment, and how to respond in a biblical way. So, for example, dealing with religious liberty, dealing with life issues, dealing with the family, dealing with how to be a Christian leader in public life and to answer in a way which promotes God's truth. And it's been a huge success, and we have 5 years' worth of alumni now who we meet with regularly. Back in January, we celebrated our fifth anniversary, which was a wonderful event of encouragement, and to see people develop and to become lawyers, politicians, budding politicians, not quite politicians yet perhaps, working in the media, teachers, etc., and having an influence in society for the good. So we roll that out year by year by faith. It is a course which is funded by Christian Concern. Places are sponsored. It's a fantastic opportunity for young people to meet together and also to connect with other like-minded young people. I think there's a feeling perhaps in the church these days that Christianity doesn't really appeal to the 20s and the 30s and the late teens. It's quite, maybe they think it's restrictive or it doesn't quite fit with what society thinks, but the reality is Christianity and what the Bible says is the answer to the problems that we see in society, and we need Christian young people to be bold and empowered to speak God's truth in a relevant way, not compromising because it doesn't fit with what society says, but showing society that actually there is truth to be found in God's word, which applies to all people in all generations, no matter what society they find themselves in. And so we seek to build their confidence so that they can speak into those issues. Wilberforce Academy is for students and young professionals, so from around the age of 18 to, say, 30-ish, although we haven't, I don't think we've set a limit on the age, but they're the generation.
And that was Libby Powell from Christian Concerns Christian Legal Centre speaking to me. And you can find out more about Christian Concern and the Magna Carta Unraveled book by accessing their website, christianconcern.com.